From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, President Obama condemned the violence against protesters in Iran. Mr. Obama's comments came during a midday news conference. The other big topic was the administration's push to rework health care. In a moment, we'll dig deeper into the president's proposal for a government-run health care option. First, NPR's Don Gagne reports on what President Obama had to say at the White House.
The president began the news conference with an opening statement about Iran.
The United States and the international community have been appalled and outraged by the threats, the beatings, and imprisonments of the last few days. I strongly condemn these unjust actions, and I join with the American people in mourning each and every innocent life that is lost.
But the president is still being careful. He focuses on the violence and does not call the election a fraud, though he does say there are serious questions. He also says it remains his goal to engage Iran in negotiations aimed at ending its nuclear program. But he said Iran has choices to make about how it is viewed by the rest of the world.
There is a path available to Iran in which their sovereignty is respected, their traditions, their culture, their faith is respected, but one in which they are part of a larger community that has responsibilities and operates according to norms and international rules that are universal. We don't know how they're going to respond yet, and that's what we're waiting to see.
The president denied that he is toughening his rhetoric toward Iran. He said his statements have been consistent. The president said the U.S. can't do anything that would be portrayed by the Iranian government as meddling. Republicans in Congress have criticized him for not being forceful enough. They include Senator John McCain. Mr. Obama reacted.
You know, I think that all of us share a belief that we want justice to prevail. But only I'm the president of the United States.
Finally, on Iran, the president was asked if he had himself watched the video, distributed via the internet, of the death of the young Iranian woman who was fatally shot during one demonstration.
Have you seen this video?
What is
your reaction?
It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. And I think that anybody who sees it knows that there's something fundamentally unjust about that.
He said it's important that the Iranian people know that we are watching what's happening and that they are not alone in this process. On the news conference's other main topic, the president defended the high price tag of overhauling the healthcare system. He said costs will be offset through savings and new efficiencies. Still, the $1 trillion-plus cost has become a big part of the campaign against the White House push for health care changes. Mr. Obama said that argument ignores the cost of doing nothing.
Premiums have been doubling every 9 years, going up three times faster than wages. The U.S. government is not going to be able to afford Medicare and Medicaid on its current trajectory. Businesses are having to make very tough decisions about whether we drop coverage or we further restrict coverage.
And the president was asked about concerns voiced to Congress by big health insurers that forcing them to compete with a government-provided plan would lead to their demise.
Well, why would it drive private insurers out of business? If private insurers say that the marketplace provides the best quality health care, if they tell us that they're offering a good deal, then why is it that the government, which they say can't run anything, suddenly is going to drive them out of business? That's not logical.
The news conference lasted nearly an hour, with the president answering critics and making his case on a pair of difficult issues, both of which will be occupying a lot of his time in the months ahead. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.